Famous ghosts of the Western world. Ghosts are reported in every nation on Earth. Here are a few of the most famous ghost stories in the Western world. The year was 1862 and General Butler occupied New Orleans, Louisiana. He had given an order any man found looting from the north or south side would be shot. Two Union officers were arrested and put in a house on Constance Street, which was made into a jail. The house had been a beautiful mansion before it became a jail. The officers had drinks snuck into them and became rowdy, singing loud songs. The men, not realizing they were going to be shot, were horrified to learn of the news. They bribed the guards to sneak pistols into their cell. In the morning they were found dead, shot with the pistols. Blood was seeping down through the floor. The building had become a factory after the war and changed hands several times. The workers persisted in reporting they heard men in boots walking around on the third floor. One day in 1930, a maintenance man was alone in the building and heard the sounds of two men in boots walking around. He then heard men laughing and singing loudly. He left and never came back. People on the street reported they saw two men in blue uniforms walking around and holding whiskey bottles. One day, while a woman was sitting in a chair by the window, a drop of blood fell on her. It was coming from the ceiling where more drops were accumulating. Then she heard what sounded like men singing loudly. The woman moved out of the house. As her relatives were leaving after helping her, they saw two men in blue uniforms at the third floor window. Built in 1885, this is the most haunted house in Australia. Christopher William Crawley, 1841-1910, acquired the land and after years of poverty and struggle struck it rich when the railroad came through. The house's bricks were all fired on sight and to this day, not one has ever cracked. There are strange lights that light the entire house. Sounds of footsteps, violent pet deaths. Elizabeth Crawley is the most frequently seen ghost. People have seen her in every room and passage of the house, however, as in life she never ventures out. In her last 23 years of life after her husband's death, she only left the house two times. Psychics claim a small child is also haunting this house, but there are no records one ever existed. Some people who have taken the tour have been knocked to the ground, frozen in place and experienced heart palpitations. The Brown Lady of Raynham Hall was Lady Townshend. She was married to Charles Townshend, a man known for his terrible temper. Lady Townshend was never allowed to leave and stayed at Raynham Hall until her death. Her ghost was sighted many times. King George IV saw her when he visited Raynham Hall. He said she was beside his bed in a brown dress, and that her face was pale and her hair was a mess. Many people saw her in the 1800s and a Colonel Loftus saw her when he was visiting for the Christmas holidays. He actually saw her 2 days in a row, wearing the same brown dress. On the second day she appeared, he tried to get a better look, and to his horror he saw she had no eyes. When he told his story, many other people came forward and confessed seeing her. An artist drew a picture of the ghost and they hung it in the room where she was seen the most. Captain Frederick Marriott stayed at Raynham Hall for the sole purpose of seeing the Brown Lady. He even slept in the room where the painting was placed. She never showed up, but several days later appeared to him and a group of his friends in a hallway. A shot was fired at her, but passed harmlessly into the wall. The sightings continued. But in 1936, two photographers were at Raynham Hall for the magazine Country Life. While they were taking pictures of the staircase, they saw an ethereal veiled figure coming down the stairs. They quickly snapped a picture. She has rarely been seen since the picture was taken. Reportedly, she also haunts Sandringham House. Bawley Rectory was one of the most haunted locations in England. The rectory was believed to have been built in 1863. It began to be haunted in 1886. In 1900, Mrs. Bull, the wife of the rector, saw the ghost of a nun on the lawn. In the same year, the nun was seen on the lawn again by Miss E. Bull, relationship unknown. There was so much ghostly activity here that the famous ghost hunter, Harry Price, was invited to try and determine what was going on. In 1928, the Reverend G. Edward Smith had been driven out by the ghosts. Two priests performed an exorcism, but it did no good. Reverend L. A. Foister and his wife moved into the rectory on October 16, 1930. During her stay, she was given a black eye by a ghost. They managed to remain until 1935, but couldn't take it anymore and moved out. Harry Price decided he wanted to conduct a long-term investigation and rented the rectory for 1 year in 1937. It seems Price witnessed many strange events. A Captain W. H. Gregson bought the rectory and renamed it Borley Priory. It burned down on February 27, 1939. The home of Edgar Allan Poe at 203 North Amity Street in Baltimore was almost destroyed in 1939 as a slum, but saved by the Edgar Allan Poe Society of Baltimore in 1941. Poe lived here from 1833-35, with his aunt, Maria Glem, and her daughter, Virginia, whom he later married. In the house is a portrait of Virginia, which was painted from her corpse. Doors are often seen opening and closing by themselves. Strange lights are also observed. The police were called when the neighbor saw a lit candle at night in the house. From the outside, they observed the candle travel up to the third floor. When they entered and searched the house, no one was there. Most of the activity occurs in the bedroom of Elizabeth, Poe's grandmother. It consists of people being tapped on the shoulder. In 1980, many people who gathered in the bedroom heard voices. Curator Jeff Jerome has stated that since this was a house that was lived in by many different people since the Poe family, it may not be accurate to claim the ghost is Elizabeth. The Octagon is located in Washington, D.C., one block from the White House. It was built in 1801 by Colonel John Taylor III and used by the President James Madison and his wife Dolly, when the British burned the White House in the War of 1812. I don't know why it is called the Octagon, since it has six sides. The Colonel was very patriotic and entertained many famous American patriots. One of his daughters was having a secret love affair with a British soldier during the War of 1812. When she was sneaking back into the house, her father caught her. There was a violent argument, and while she was on the staircase, she lost her balance and fell to her death. The Colonel said it was a terrible accident, but many people have seen and heard her ghost, which carries a lit candle up the stairs. Then they reported hearing a scream and a thud at the bottom of the stairs. There has been another ghost reported in the home, the ghost of Dolly Madison. She wears her favorite feathered turban and roams the house. After the war, the Taylors moved back into the house, and again the father caught a different daughter sneaking in after having an affair with a British soldier. When she was on the stairs, the Colonel pushed her and she also met her death. Many people have seen the rug at the base of the stairs rolled back, when no one touched it. When the Civil War started, the house was used as a hospital. Many people report hearing the moans of the dying and injured today. A gambler had rented an apartment in later years and was shot to death in the house. Again, many people have reported seeing his ghost reaching for a gun. In 1902, the house was purchased by the American Institute of Architects. They found the body of a girl in one of the walls with her hands bound. Thumping sounds had been reported for almost 100 years coming from that wall. When the body was buried, the sounds went away. There is also the ghost of a man in a military uniform from 1800 that walks the building. He is unknown. The Octagon is now the Museum of the American Architectural Foundation.